maybe this morning as I stand here in the middle of my vegetable garden, kind of giving it a peruse, mm-hmm. looking at what's left. I've had a couple frosts, light frosts that have come in and nipped some things and actually killed a few little crops. I'm looking at it all thinking, okay, what do I have left here that I can bring in? What can I salvage? What's going into the compost? What mm-hmm. am I going to feed to the chickens? And what am I taking in for the winter?
Yeah.
So maybe we could just take a quick little walk with me through my garden here.
Sounds perfect.
And so here we are at the cabbage. We've talked a lot of the cabbage plants over the course of the growing season, and I've still got in here several large cabbages, these late season varieties, that I'm going to be cutting off of their little plant heads there and bringing them into my cooler or refrigerator or someplace cool. And at the end, let's talk a little bit about our storage and maybe what we have and what we're looking for. But anyway, it's time to bring the cabbage in. And then we've got some beans here I'm going to go through today after maybe the sun's going to come out and dry out some of these plants here so I can get in them a little bit and pick out the last of those green beans. And I'm also going to take in the beans that I grew for seed. I had some beans that I really liked that I needed some new seeds from, and I just grew them just for the purpose of growing them for their seeds that I can plant and grow beans next year. And I'm going to pull those up today and put them in a place to dry out, you know, on my outside patio, or stick them in a brown paper bag and just let them dry.